Hi. So I was casually talking to one of my friends yesterday evening, and it's funny how the conversation went because I basically asked her if she was all dressed up for Easter, and she replied back saying Maundy Thursday, and Easter is on Sunday. So I, being unaware of the Christian customs and all that, so I asked her what does Maundy mean, and I asked her if it was Good Friday then, considering it today is Friday. And she kind of replied saying it's a day of mourning, so not really dressed per se. I will explain to you later. Which got me thinking, as in isn't Good Friday the day Jesus died? And if it is, then why is it called Good Friday? Just because Romans invented the calendar, they can't really call Good Friday good, because Jesus died, even though all Fridays are good. So she said something like Good Friday because Jesus died for mankind's sins and all that, and Maundy Thursday is Holy Thursday, the day he had his last supper with his disciples and all that. And I was thinking Maundy was, she was calling me an idiot or something, like it's idiot. It's Thursday, you idiot, because, of late I've been confusing my days of the week on fairly frequent basis. And I still seriously do think that Good Friday is a joke, which the Romans pulled on the rest of the junta. Anyway, she said that they get breads and bun in the church, and today they fast for the whole day and pray and eat. And I think they will eat tonight if they are still alive. Which makes me wonder, when Jesus was in jail, wasn't he given food? I mean, that's what Geneva Convention says prisoners should be given, shouldn't they? So I told her this, all this, and she said no. Thursday is the day when he had his last meal, and that is why it was called the Last Supper. And she called me an idiot. So I kind of like it when people call me an idiot. I have no idea why, but it kind of gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling, like at the end of a nice, feel-good, romantic movie, like When Harry Met Sally or The Notebook. And then she told me that they gave him vinegar to drink after they hung him. Or they nailed him, one of those two. Nailed him. And the first thing which came to my mind was, why didn't they give him water? As in, because considering the fact that the apartments where I'm staying is facing massive water scarcity, I was thinking if probably, the Romans couldn't afford the high maintenance fee and had to resort to giving vinegar from the leftover Chinese food from last night. And she said they were torturing him, idiot, again. And that's because he was called king. He was calling himself king. Now, I wasn't sure who the king at that point of time was, but she said it was King Caesar. But I'm pretty sure that it wasn't Caesar, because, Caesar had the thing with Cleopatra, and they made it into a movie with Elizabeth Taylor, who died, and then the whole Titanic diamond and everything was discussed. Oh, okay, I'm confusing here. Anyway, so she was confused as to who the king was, whether it was King Heron, Herod. I don't know. It sounded like one of those fish-eating birds you find on Discovery Channel. And she then kindly asked me to fuck off because she was in church. And she said she'll talk to me later and explain all this in detail. But overall, I thought it was a really funny conversation. And since I have nothing else to talk about, or tweet, or blog, I thought I'll probably share this story with you lot. So that's about it. So till then, have a good one. Cheers. And anyway, who cares? It's a holiday. So more holidays. Yay! Considering the fact that all days of the week are a holiday for me. But yeah, good. Cheers.
Ah, shut up!